Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome, everybody. This is Star. Tonight, after the half hour, we will be taking phone calls at 646-716-9663. And if you'd like a special e-gift, go to my website, www.starfuentes.com, and enter the word expo. Tonight, I'm very pleased to have a master healer and master teacher on the air with me tonight. She's a dear friend of mine. I love the way she teaches and simplifies all the complicated things to make them easy. Welcome, Zabi.
Hi, Star. It's so good to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I think it's really interesting that I'm going to be at the Light Expo in Columbus, Ohio this weekend. And the following weekend, you're going to be at the New Life Expo in New York City.
Actually, it'll be 2 weekends from October 25th to 27th is the New Life Expo, but yes.
And if people don't know where Zabi's at, she's in the same place I've sat for 15 years. So her booth can be located right where my booth is located. So go see Zabi. Zabi, tell me, what are you going to be teaching?
In New York, I'm going to do some lectures at the expo. I'm going to do a lecture on Saturday on parallel worlds and dimensions of being. And we're going to be talking about both the Mayan and the Colombian idea of levels of reality, dimensions, and how the two different traditions have similarities but also differences in the way that they access these energies and what they use them for. And then on Sunday at the expo, I will be doing a lecture on mystical awakening and the power of seashells. And this is work that you were very instrumental in helping me develop, and I'm very grateful for that. So that's on Sunday. All of this information is available on my website, zabibarnes.com. If you click on schedule, you can find it, and it'll be also available in the expo brochure. And then after the expo, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'll be teaching at the Meta Center. And on Monday night, I'll be teaching a class on seashell healing for success, so that we'll learn how to work with some seashells. We'll get activated to the different spiral energies. And I've chosen very special spirals that will help everybody. No matter what your goal is, you will receive an energy uplift to help you reach that goal. On Tuesday at the Meta Center, these classes are all from 7 to 9 p.m. Tuesday night, we'll be navigating parallel universes. And that will be talking about, again, the Colombian work, working with the parallel universes and how there's a map to get there and how to get back and how to recognize when you're having the symptoms of being split between universes and what you can do about that as well. And then on Wednesday from 7 to 9, this is October 30th, I'll be teaching Mayan 12-strand DNA, and that's going to be a really fun class. We're going to learn not just about our two physical strands, but about the 10 other energetic strands of DNA and how they affect our personality and how they affect the magical abilities that we each carry and how that makes us all unique, and yet at the same time, how it links us all together.
So, I mean, tell me about seashells. Why, you know, it's like, I'm, you know, it's like, there are skeletons on the outside, And when they lose their skeleton drifts in the sea and gets all these energies and floats up on the beach at one particular time, and one particular person picks it up. Tell me about seashells. What do I need to know about their energy? What do I need to know about their life?
Well, I really believe that the seashells are representations of a much greater energy, and it's the movement of the cosmos. 77% of all galaxies are spiral-shaped that we know of, or spiral-shaped, and this is the movement of creation. And these creatures that make these shells, and you're absolutely right, the shells are their bones. Their bones are on the outside, our bones are on the inside. But these creatures that make these beautiful shells, they live on the bottom of the ocean. They are so connected to the earth, and yet over them washes the water and the waves that are connected with the cosmos and the pull of the stars and the moon. And so there's this cosmic force that is at play, and they entrain to that force, and they fall into these different spiral patterns. Seashells have been one of my favorite toys since I was a little girl. I always loved to play with them. As an adult, I realized that they took me places, that I could look at a seashell and it would be 2 hours would go by, and I would have gone out so deep into the cosmos, but yet so connected with the heart of God all at the same time. And I came to see the power, the healing power that they carried, and you helped me. You unlocked something with me with the seashells that sort of got the whole ball rolling with me, working with the shells consciously for healing, and I will always be so grateful to you. But each type of shell carries a different vibration, much like how crystals carry different vibrations, so that a ruby has one energy and a sapphire has another energy. It's the same with the different spiral shells. And as we work with these spirals, I actually see them start to make changes in the DNA. And we can use them for emotional healing, physical healing, mental healing, for connecting to spiritual goals, higher energies, higher spiritual energies. And also what's really great about working with the seashells is that they are really good at helping people shift unwanted behaviors. And so I really love that. They're good. I've helped people clear addictions with them. They're really good. Beginners can come and learn how to work with them. And we don't need the actual shell. The shells teach us the spiral. And then I give activations to put those spirals into people's hands at a very deep level. And then from there, they can either use the shell or not use the shell, but they can hold it in their mind's eye as a focal point to connect with that particular spiral vibration. So it's been a really exciting journey, and the results that we're getting, people working with these seashells, are amazing, amazing, amazing.
Now, some of the seashells have more different minerals, and some animals, their shells just get bigger and bigger, and some of them shed their shells and grow new shells. And just like, you know, sapphire is different from rubies, the chemical DNA structure in certain shells are different, correct?
Well, actually, not as much as you might think. From what I've learned, they're mostly made of the same substance. They're made of calcium carbonate, but you get the different colors of the markings because of the different food that they eat, depending on where they live and what they eat. That's what accounts for the coloring. And then some of them get this beautiful pearlescent luster that is what pearls are made of, and that happens on the inside of the shells. But when you buy them from the store, sometimes that outer layer has been removed so that you see that pearly, pearlescent shine like in the abalone shell.
And how big do shells get?
I just got a new baby today, Star, and it is the size of a baby. It is big. This one is 21 inches. They can be even bigger than that. This is the largest shell that we know of on Earth, and it's called a syrinx shell, and it will be coming with me to New York. But they can be teeny, 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 and It depends on the species. It depends on, you know, because they tend to have a limit within a species of how big it could get. But what's really fascinating, there's a photographer, and I can't think of his name, but he photographs grains of sand with a special kind of microscopic camera, and many of those grains of sand are little spirals because they're the very tip of the seashell that has broken off. And so when we're walking on the beach, a lot of times we're walking on these tiny little pieces of the seashell tip. And when, of course, they start out that small when they're babies, and then they grow and they grow and they grow. Hopefully they get a chance to get that big. And what's also really a great teacher for us as humans is that the animals who create these shells know when to rest. And many times when you look at a shell, you can see the markings of it. You can see a line where they stopped to integrate. Wouldn't it be good if we all had that wisdom to grow, and then stop and integrate for a little while, and then start growing again, and then stop. And you can see the regular intervals with a lot of seashells where they actually stop and rest before their next growth spurt.
Well, that's a teacher to all of us. Now, seashells go back in history a long time. In certain cultures around the world, they've been money. Certain seashells have been money. Certain seashells represent fertility. Certain seashells have been used in rituals. You know, we see the big abalone shell used by the Native Americans to sage and smudge. And then the African, and I imagine in the Indonesian with all the different cultures, but, you know, that just like you have all different energies and have connected seashells with different energies, that they do too. How many cuts are there? I mean,
I don't even know. I mean, I have a lot. I'm sitting in a room full of seashells right now, and I have books that are like encyclopedias of seashells. And I know that we don't know how many there are because there are many that have not even been discovered yet. But one thing that's really interesting, Star, I don't know if you've ever been to the Toltec Mounds, Indian Mounds here in Little Rock, we were there recently, and one of the things we learned was that the Toltec Mounds here in Little Rock were used as a trading post by Native Americans. They would come pass through here, and they would trade things. And one of the really popular items that were traded here were seashells. And the thing is that, of course, we're landlocked. So they were bringing these seashells here and using them as some kind of currency, just like what you were saying in Africa, as a way to trade for whatever it was that they needed. So the Native Americans used them for something, and I would imagine that they were using them for healing.
I imagine so. And, you know, all the travels I've ever done, I think maybe the Dogon or the Maasai in that area, they have the bones, and every once in a while they have one shell that they throw to do predictive readings. But this is an incredible piece of work you put together with the cards, the healing techniques, and just the capacity to be able to remember the names of all the shells. And the energies they bring is just amazing to me. And I've worked with you with the shells, and I don't impress too easily, and I'm pretty impressed. So I'm so glad you're taking that to New York, and that the people in New York City get to play with the seashells and get to play with you doing that. What is the funniest, quirkiest thing that has happened around seashells with you?
Oh, goodness. Let me think. The funniest, quirkiest thing is that my dog eats them all the time, and I have to be very careful not to leave the little ones lying around where she can get them. She got one today, and I had to take it away from her. But she also eats crystals, and she has a recognition about the healing power, both in the crystals and in the seashells, because because those are her favorite things to steal. She's a little puppy thief, and you even had given me the suggestion to make her a little pouch to put on her collar and put a shell or put a crystal in there for her, except for that I'm afraid she would get it caught up on something, so that's why we haven't done that yet. But, yeah, I think that's pretty interesting to see how the dogs, and I've had other people tell me the same thing, that when they get seashells to start work with for healing, that their dogs take them and want to play with them.
You know, I actually think it's, some place in Miami, I saw gaudy dog collars with seashells glued to them. That might be the answer to that stealing and eating, and glue some crystals on there. And what's the most amazing thing you've seen with the seashells?
Well, the most recent amazing thing I've seen is that on last Saturday night, I hosted an impromptu healing circle. And there was a mother and daughter who attended, and they had never done healing work before, never done hands-on healing work. The daughter was 14 years old, and there was a third person who was brand new to healing. And then the other people had done other healing techniques. But for these three new people, in 5 minutes, I was able to teach them a simple healing technique and activate their hands to a particular spiral energy. And for the rest of the evening, these three new people, including a 14-year-old girl, stood at the healing table and did healings on each other like they had been doing it their whole lives with such mastery. It completely blew my mind, and that's what I love about this work, is that it's so quick and it's so easy. And it, even in an expo, in 5 minutes, I can take a non-believer and teach them, and then they can do it, and they're so surprised. And I've had wives thank me for teaching their husbands how to access the energy, because the husbands didn't believe in what the wife was doing, and in 5 minutes, I teach them, and then their whole lives change as a result of it. So a big part of my mission is to teach people that everyone can heal. And I have a website called All Can Heal. And I believe that we all can do this work, anybody. And you don't even have to believe it to do it. You just have to keep an open mind for 5 minutes, and you can learn how to do this.
That's pretty impressive. And your teaching always has been pretty impressive. Do you find that shells from the Pacific or from the Atlantic or from the Caribbean or the Mediterranean or shells in a particular phylum have similar sorts of energy, or is it just different shells, different energies?
Well, actually, that's a really interesting question, and I honestly haven't paid a lot of attention to thinking about where did they come from, but what I remember is that when we were in Lemuria, I remember us working with seashells. And what I remember is that we could reach into the waters and pull out whatever seashell we needed for that particular moment, for that particular healing that we were doing, and that the seashells could travel through the water from any ocean. It didn't matter if it was from the, you know, if we were in one place, it could come like teleport through the oceans into our hands, and we used them, and then we always gave them back to the water after we were done. Now, with the families of shells, I do notice some similarities some of the time, but not always. So if there's no hard and fast rule there.
Oh, well, you know, that's kind of like people. Some people from one lineage, you know, they can be very pleasant and peaceful, and then you look at their brother or sister or mother or father, and they're angry and, you know, something else. So I'm not surprised that varies so much, but I'm impressed with the seashell work. Are there different levels of classes to learn this?
Yes, there are. I do sessions with people where they tell me what they're focused on, and in an hour session, I teach them three shells in 1 hour. And that I do privately one-on-one, so I kind of pick and choose depending on what the person has going on in their life, what which three-shell combination I think would be most appropriate for them. And the people who are doing these sessions are having amazing, amazing changes in their lives, and which it happens so quickly for them. So the results are fast. Now, it's not me doing it for them. I activate them, so then their job is to practice it. But what's great about it is they can practice it. I found out by accident that the shell work is great when you're doing something else, when your mind is out of the way. So if you're listening to music or if you're watching a movie, sometimes the healing is actually more powerful than when you sit in focused meditation with the shells. And so I ask people to practice, and when they practice, they do get the results. I do have a seashell shaman certification class also, and in that class, they learn 65-plus different seashell spirals to work with, and they get the activations. And then I'm working on putting together a class that's somewhere in between those two, so that it will be 22 shells that they get to work with. And I pick based on what their healing gifts are, what their focuses in their life, I help them choose which 22 are the best ones for them to work with. And there's more coming every day. More shells. I just have a new set that I just started working with. I just started working with the bivalve shells, which are like the clam shells. So that's a whole different energy than the spirals. And I'm sorry, Star, what were you saying?
I was going to say, do you have a divinatory tool with the shells?
I do. Thank you for asking. My students kept begging me to create a card deck. And so I have a deck of 75 seashell cards, and it can be used as a divinatory tool. It will show you which energies to focus on and what energies are asking for you to shift in your life. It's not going to really tell you your future. It's more it's designed to tell you how to get to your future, to the future that you choose to create. But what's really cool is that they're photographs of my shells, and they've been so amped up with energy, and then I photograph them, and the energy is actually in the cards, so that when people use them, they lay the cards on their body, and there's several different layouts. You get instructions for how to lay the cards on your body. You can do a 7-chakra layout. That's really intense. You can do a 3-card layout, a 4-card layout, or a 1-card. And people lie on the table, and they put these cards on them, and it's so powerful. I had one of my students lay the cards on one of her clients, and the client almost jumped off the table like she had received an electric bolt of energy running through her. That's how strong the healing energy is from the cards.
Well, just give me a minute here, Savvy. I want to remind all of you people to go to www.starfuentes.com. That's starfuentes.com. And go to the radio show page and get a free e-gift by entering the Magic Word Expo. I'm at the Light Expo in Columbus this weekend, Ohio. And Zabi will be at the next New Life Expo in New York City. Please remember, I give appointments. I teach. I do lots of stuff. You could spend a whole day on my website checking it out. Zabi, please remind me of your website.
I have a couple websites, but I'm going to send you guys tonight to zabibarnes.com, and that is ZABEBARNES.com.
And where does that name Zabi come from?
Star, it comes from you. And
now, what does it comes from the middle of your name, Elizabeth?
It does, and it comes from you. Can I tell the story of how I got that name?
Okay, tell the story.
So the STAR teaches a wonderful class called The Secrets of the Mexican Shamans. And one of the things that is taught in that class is the shaman alphabet and how the letters of our name carry specific vibrations physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And the shamans had the wisdom to wait for the baby to be born and to look at the soul of the child and to choose the letters of the name that resonated with that soul purpose. Well, of course, in our culture, we have our names picked out way before the baby is born, and sometimes even before the baby is conceived. And in my case, I actually received a hand-me-down name from a sister who was stillborn, and so that name was planned well before I was ever conceived, and I never really felt like it was my name. But in the class where we were learning about the letters, we had to write our name out and spell out what it meant physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, according to the shaman alphabet meanings. And Star looked and she said, some of these letters really aren't good for you. Like the letter T, that has to do with timing. Your timing's off. You don't want the T in your name. And she kept looking at my name, Elizabeth, and she picked out the middle four letters, Zabi. And she said, Zabi, Zabi, that's it, Zabi. And I just fell in love with it, and that has been my name ever since. And I'm so grateful for that, Star.
Well, you're welcome. It sometimes to me it's very apparent when a person has a name, it's not their vibration. And just many times people change their names because they've outgrown the vibration of their name. Well, that was never to be the name. And a lot of souls that are coming in now tell their parents the names while the mother was pregnant with them. And so people say, yeah, I heard her name. It's a real energetic, interesting way to go. So, Zabi, I believe you've written a book. We've got a few minutes here. Can you tell me what the name of your book is before we hit the half an hour mark?
I certainly can, and I'm going to tell the story behind it, because when I was working for you, I was working for you at the Dome. I was your assistant for 5 years, and one day you came in and you said, Zabi, you're going to write a book. It's called The Pearlescent Compass, and you wouldn't tell me anything more about it than that, and you let me stew for about 2 weeks, and then you came in the room again, and you drew two circles, and you wrote 8 words on each circle, and you said, there's your book, figure it out. And I argued with you in my head about it, and you heard me arguing with you, and you turned around, and you walked over to me, licked your thumb, rubbed it on my third eye, and all of a sudden, I had this explosion of light, and I knew what the whole book was in that moment. And
for everybody to hear how I picked out your name, how I exploded a book in your head. Oh, now people are going to call me and say, explode a book in my head. Well,
yes, I tell people all the time they should come and do tutoring with you. They should do private tutoring with you, and you can explode a book in their head or a class out of them or whatever it is.
I've done that about 20, 30 times, exploded a book in somebody's head and had them brought forth the material that they've had there. And many people know they have a book inside of them and they can get it started, but they can't get it to work or get it to flow. So,
I can tell them a little bit about the book. It's about the 16 main energies that you need to be centered in your life so that you can flow through and reach your goals with grace and ease. And it also goes through the color energies and the rainbow that runs through all of these 16 different energies and how we can get out of balance and we can have too much of one and not enough of another. And it gives exercises to bring you into centeredness with all of these different energies.
I can imagine I can buy your book on your website, correct?
Yes, you can. I believe you click the page that says products is where that would be found. Yes, click the product page.
Okay, let's everybody just take a deep breath and bring in the silence. We know that in the silence we're receptive. And just notice how much the mind wants to chat with your silence. Let that go. Breathe. Start integrating everything that Sabi and I talked about.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
We are taking phone calls at 646-716-9663. If you have a question, you want a confirmation, if you just want to know something, if you already know something and want to be sure that you're accurate about what you know, give us a call, 646-716-9663. Good. Take a deep breath, everybody. Have you mastered your light lately? What is mastering your light? Mastering your light is about continually educating yourself to raise your vibrations, to reach new levels, to get to clearer, more conscious places. Go to masteryourlight.com. Figure it out. Do something there. And look at what I have to say about your life. I'm pleased to have Sabi Barnes with me. Sabi, can you talk to me a little bit about the Mayan and the Colombian parallel worlds, parallel universes?
Yes. And so in the Mayan tradition, we talk about dimensions. And dimensions are places where the physical plane laws cease to exist. And in the Colombian tradition, they have a similar concept, but they call them steps. And these are levels, and they're different. They're very different energies. The Mayan way of accessing these dimensions and the Colombian way of accessing the steps, they're different, but they're similar, but they're different, but they're similar. Very different feel. It took me many years to differentiate because I would slip into one before I had the training, and it took a long time to learn the difference. But we can learn how to access these other realms for specific purposes, to bring through different energies, to change an energy. My focus and everything I do is about healing, so I'm most interested in the dimensions and in the steps that have to do with healing the body and healing the mind and healing the soul.
I think some of us get lost in other dimensions, and some of us lose things in other dimensions and leave things in other dimensions, and we're not really quite sure how to collect ourselves, you know? I think dimension and parallel universe training is some of the most powerful things you can do, learning to step from one parallel universe to another, especially knowing the conditions that exist in these parallel universes so that you can use those conditions to enhance, use those conditions to limit, you know, whatever energies are going on with you. So you're going to be teaching parallel universes and Colombian stuff in New York. That sounds great. Tell me some funny stories about parallel universes or stepes, as the Colombians call them.
I think the funniest one was one morning, and this is before I had the training of how to consciously work with them. One morning I walked into my driveway and I looked up the hill and I noticed the pretty trees and the pretty, you know, I live in such a beautiful place. Arkansas is so beautiful, and I was appreciating the leaves changing colors, And I went to Walmart, and I got very disoriented while I was in Walmart, and I called you because it was as if a round opening, like a doorway, opened up, and I knew that wasn't part of Walmart. I was very confused, and I couldn't quite figure out how to get out of the store, and I called you because it was right before we were getting ready to do our dimensional mastery class. And you told me that I was having a parallel universe experience and that I should go straight home, don't even get the groceries, just go home, and that I would be safe to get home. And when I got home, I got out of my car, I looked up the hill again, and there was a house there. And that house wasn't there when I went to Walmart. But when I came back from Walmart, that house was there on the top of the hill. So that is probably the most strange experience that I've had. I've had experiences of driving, many times driving where the road is straight and all of a sudden it turns, or the road is turning and all of a sudden it's straight, and or cars coming out of nowhere because they weren't there and we switched universes, experiences where all of a sudden what is ahead of me is not there anymore, and it's almost like we're traveling through space and there's stars and planets instead of the road. And so I've asked my guides not to let that happen anymore when I'm driving, and so far they have cooperated, thankfully.
You know, and that may sound a little weird and strange to people, but I got to talk to all of you out there. Sometimes you do step in another dimension and your clothes are slightly different color or another universe, and your house a slight different, and the first thing we do is we blow it off in our mind, and we say, nah, that was always that way, or nah, I'm just imagining things. And I've had people walk across fire and do a fire walk and then come and say to me, what was the trick we used to walk across fire? Your mind, if you're not paying attention, or if you're not in a high level awareness, you can do miraculous, miracle things, pass into parallel universes, do all sorts of things, but your mind will dismiss it, and you won't remember it after that. So high levels of consciousness are important, also high levels of education. Well, this is this, and this is that. This is how you feel, see, know, hear the difference. So when somebody goes out there and teaches you about parallel universes and what is out there, you'll be able to have a conscious knowledge of moving from one universe to another or one dimension to another. I think it's really, really important to be educated. You know, I'm like 74 years old, and I'm still reading 5 books a week, you know. I'll eat up those books, and I will listen to people's lectures and learn things, because when you stop educating yourself, you stop being alive. And so I'm not necessarily talking
about
that. Hey, Scott? Yeah.
You ready for some callers?
I'm ready for some callers. Let's go.
Okay, is it Katarina?
Katarina.
Hi, yes. Katarina.
Hi. I have two questions. One of them has to do with the relation. I'm wondering what the relationship between seashells and trees might be. I feel like there's a connection there. And the other one is about my name. I changed my name, and I'm still very, very uncomfortable with calling myself that name. I'm comfortable with my last name, but not my first name. So
So talk to Zombie about seashells and trees, and I will think on your name.
Thank you.
Okay, so you are absolutely right, Katarina, that there is a relationship between spirals, between seashells and trees, and I work very much with both. And I love the trees almost as much as I love the seashells. Trees also grow in spirals. If you look at how the branches position themselves around a tree, it's a spiral. So if you, just like each type of seashell has its own spiral, like a conch shell is one spiral and an abalone shell is another spiral, an oak tree has a specific spiral vibration of how the branches and the leaves on those branches are positioned, and a pine tree has a different spiral. It's proportional. That's why you can recognize a pine tree as a pine tree, or a maple tree as a maple tree. It's not just the shape of the leaves. It's also the shape of the whole tree, the overall shape. I mean, there's more variations within the trees than there are with the seashells. But, yes, it's the spiral energy. Once again, that's what you're connecting with.
All right. And do you find you work with those for different types of healing then, depending on the spiral in the trees also?
Yes, I mean, I've just started working with trees, but I haven't cataloged the tree energies the way I've cataloged the cell energies. I talk to the trees every day, and I'm so aware of their spiral nature. And if you just think about it, everybody who's listening, just think about it for a minute and ask to see, sense, feel, and know the energy of seashells. And ask to see
and that may be your thing, the trees. Like Sabi's thing is the seashells. Your thing may be the trees. And all of the things you've read on what trees heal and stuff are just, you know, little two sentences. And to you, they may be universes full. So go and expand that work. I want to talk to you about your name.
Okay.
A in the Corandera metaphysical alphabet is angels. I would like to see two A's in your name. Are you writing this down?
I will, yes.
Two A's. I'd like to see the M for miracle.
Okay.
I would like to see the S for the system, for the whole system. The E for energy.
Okay.
I'd like to see the B for being. So
B
in
for
the instrument of that letters.
Pardon me?
In any arrangement of those particular letters would be
okay.
A name that is a frequency of your soul. You could add some other letters, but those letters need to be there.
Okay. Great.
Okay,
thank you very much.
What you're going to always vibrate back to is that Trina, Rina stuff, and that is your old vibration of your soul. That is two past lives ago, or the cat part of it, Kathy, Catherine. You know, you're going to go back to that, and there is something you've already lived and done. Stay away from that Trina, Rena, Renee, Kat, Kathy. You've been there, done that.
Yes.
Use a letter I gave you and some other letters and create a name. Thank you,
okay. Sweetie. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Lynn, you're on with Star.
Hi, Star. Hi, Zabi. I was wondering if you could help me figure out how much longer before I'm able to move from the present place I'm living in. I don't know why. I just haven't been able to manifest the right place. I've been looking and looking, and I've been here way longer than I expected to, and it's just too stressful, too much noise.
Okay. How do you look for a place?
Word of mouth, through the newspapers, signs that people have outside their homes for rent, things for rent.
And once you get into the place, how do you look at it?
You know, if it's clean, if it's neat, do I feel comfortable there?
Okay, this is something you need to do. You need to go to the center of the dwelling. You need to sit on the floor, and you need to close your eyes. Because there's something in color, there's something in shape that is pushing you away from the correct energy. You really need to feel the life of the apartment, the house, the loft, or whatever it is, and you're looking with your eyes and you're not looking with your heart. So what a place looks like, that forms one opinion for you, and it's the opinion that the place is not correct. If you sit as close as you can on the floor or in a chair, in the center of the place, and you close your eyes and feel, you will find the appropriate place for you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
What city are you looking in?
Whatever pops up. You know, it's not one specific one. It's just wherever looks like it's financially affordable.
Okay, are you at East Coast, West Coast, Midwest? Give me energy. I want to look and tell you how long you can find
for New Jersey. I'm in New Jersey.
After January, you will be, beginning of January, you will be in a new place. But you must feel these places to find the one where your heart, we can always repaint. We can always change the furniture around.
Okay.
Whatever you're seeing that's not to your liking is not what your heart wants. So your heart wants to find this next place. Yeah.
Is there a way I can open my heart more now to manifest it sooner or
that is you might be able to get it quicker, but the moving date might be January 1st, you know. Thinking about it, it's almost, you know, mid October, just 2 months away.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I have some advice. I have a little piece of advice for you. You're approaching it from seeing the glass as half empty, and so I want you to start to catalog everything that you see out in the world that you like. And especially when you're looking at cities to live in, I want you to focus on what do you like about that city, not what do you not like. Okay, and start looking. And when you go to people's houses, when you go anywhere, any apartment, anything that you go to look at, or if you're looking at it online, start Googling, go to the different apartment finder sites and look at do the little video tours, but focus on what do you like about the apartment? What do you like about it? What do you like about it? And start really building up the positives, and that's going to help your heart shift so that you have that clarity.
Okay. All right. Thank you both very much.
You're welcome. Now, I don't think she was very happy with her news, but, you know, what I see, I have to tell people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes people are ready to move, but the price they're going isn't ready for them yet, you know?
Right.
Take a deep breath. Zavi.
Hey, Star.
Great. Who's next?
Hey, it's Mark. Can you give me the letters for my spiritual name?
Okay. I can give you your letters for your spiritual name. The letter K is very prominent for you. It is knowledge, knowing. It needs to be in your name. The letter A also needs to be in your name, which is action. The letter M does not need to be anywhere near you. And R does not need to be anywhere near you. I would like to see the E of energy. I would like to see the Y of making choices, the Y. I would like to see the V, O, Y, V, and O, K, and A. And
did
E.
You say V and O?
Huh?
Did you say V and O?
B as in being, boat, that, B. Beautiful.
And you said, and you also said V also as in victory, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Did you say V as in victory?
No. I said
no.
V as being Y, V, philosophy, or no, I don't want that V in your name. Okay, so with any other combination of letters you want, stay away from the M and the R.
Okay, so we have K, A, E, Y, and B.
You know what? Would you just call my secretary tomorrow, and he will give you the alphabet for the physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, and metaphysical meanings of the letters in your name. And just ask
right,
him for that chart, and you can have that chart tomorrow. My phone number is 501-609-0660. Now, Zabi, please tell me your website again.
It is www.zabibarnes, that's Z as in zebra, A, B as in boy, E, BARNES.com.
Well, thank you, Zabi.
Star, are you
and
ready
I'm,
for another call?
I am. Who's next?
Hey, Star. Hi, Zabi. It's Stig. How are you?
Hey, Stig. I'm going to see you soon, I hope.
Yes, yes. I'll book a half an hour. I'll see you privately, and I will see you in the lectures at the expo. I'm excited to see you. I am better.
I'm glad you're better, Stig. I'm glad you're better. I love you, and Zabi will be there to kick you in the butt a little bit to give you some exercises to do. Any particular questions tonight?
I have to tell you, I was focusing on gratitude, and instead of forcing myself to visualize and do stuff, I do something where I just talk about the stuff I want to myself, which takes away my negative chatter. And it's been working. I got the first offer I've had in weeks. I'm getting a lot of auditions. I'm in this great group where you make a short film in 2 hours every week, and I feel like my talent is like better than ever. I'll say it, better than ever.
Don't stop with the gratitude, people. When you show gratitude, God knows you received what you asked for, and then Spirit starts working on new things for you to get. Gratitude is massively important when you are wishing, when you are manifesting, when you are writing goals. Gratitude is very, very potent creative force. I love you, Stig, and I'm glad Zabi's going to see you. Thank you for calling,
me
sweetie.
Me too. I love both of you.
Love you, Stig.
Bye-bye. So, here we are again.
I want to ask you a question, Star. What are you lecturing about in Ohio? What are your lectures on at your expo?
I am doing miracle healing, and miracle healing is when I stand in front of a room and I touch people and tumors disappear, and people who have backs and arms that haven't moved in 10, 15 years, I get them to move. But the classes I am having afterwards at the Key Center in Ohio are dimensions, and that's one of my favorite classes because you look into somebody's eyes and you can see their past lives. You can see some people see auras. And then I'm having soul pulling, which is really a type of soul retrieval. And I'm doing a night of activations. I'm also doing healing with energy, which is the title of one of my books. And I'm doing psychometry, a full day of that. And, you know, my husband, he's such a wonderful man. He has scoured the flea markets to find interesting things. And I have brought personal things of my own that have been in different energies. And we pass things around in this group after I teach you, and you get to touch them. And then you get to talk to me about what feelings you get. And, you know, sometimes people get visions, and sometimes people hear voices. So we have a day of psychometry, a day of healing, and some night classes. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's one of the most inexpensive expos in the United States. It's $11 to get in, which is like, how can you do that, you know?
Yeah.
And I think there's 300 booths and about 100 and some speakers. So it's an amazing, amazing expo. So I'm glad to be part of that. That's this coming weekend in Columbus, Ohio. So I'm loving that piece. Right now I'm somewhere in Kentucky, close to Bowling Green. We're driving there, so it's an interesting, peaceful energy that Kentucky has.
It's beautiful there.
It is beautiful. I'm starting a new advertising campaign, by the way.
And what is that?
Do you remember the Got Milk commercials?
Yes.
Well, I'm starting a new one tomorrow, and it's going to be Got White. And, you know, how they say a little bit about the character of Got White. I quite haven't figured out how to put the light into the person that, you know, we can't have milk dripping off lips or milk mustache or maybe something on their third eye. But I'd like to do 40 or 50 spiritual teachers with light coming from the same place or light showing the same way and do a little spin on that Got Milk commercial. So the next couple of days, all you website people, watch for my Got Light. And we'll see Zabi in that sometime in the next couple of months and maybe even more.
That's fun. I want to give gratitude to you, Star, because my website's called All Can Heal, but that's been your whole mission. And you spent 17 years traveling the world, living with these different healers and learning these techniques and collecting them and then holding that wisdom and sharing it so generously. And I've never seen you turn people away. If you know, they come to class, you teach the people who have the desire to come and learn. And the amount of wisdom that you've shared, healing wisdom that you've shared, so much gratitude. And for people who look at us and say they want to do what we do, what you've taught is that we all can do this. By you opening your arms to all of us to come and learn from you, you show us that we all can do it. It's about dedication, it's about persistence, but it's been made available to us, and I am so, so grateful. And anybody who wants to change their life, please, please spend some time with this woman.
Well, thank you, Zabi, and you've become a master teacher yourself, and I'm so proud of you teaching all those wonderful things, and so glad to see you at the New Life Expo. And there's not much else I can say. You've done a real, real good job. So everyone, take a moment. Remember to come see me at www.stormfuentes.com. And I want to ask you, where's your light? Are you afraid of your light? Did you hide your light to fit in? Did you hide your light so people would like you? Where's your light? Is it in your childhood, forgotten and suppressed? Did Mommy or Uncle Bill tell you, never love again? Don't talk to me that way. Don't tell me about those people. Where's your light? Are you holding it deep within your heart because you were hurt once? Are you hiding it in your brain, trying to understand everything? Are you so busy being busy that you don't accomplish anything, but yet you're very active? Where's your light? I want you all to reach deep inside of yourself. If it's the only place your light can reside is inside of you, not in any of your possessions, not in any of your teachers, not in any of your friends, not in your bank account, and not in your church. And close your eyes. And however deep you have to go, I want you to reach inside of yourself, and I want you to find the light. It may be small, pressed hard like a little diamond. But not. Is it burning like coal? Dust it off.
Thank you.
All right.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.